from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So as you guys are well aware, I spent a good chunk of my second vacation week at my home away from home. That's MGM National Harbor. Mm. They have a huge poker series running August 14th through the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great venue.
On Saturday, I'm playing in, that was day one, my day one of the main event. So I'm in the ballroom upstairs, and you know, 90% of the time, I'm not in a hand. So you got to doom scroll Twitter. You got to do whatever to pass the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people are going to be paying attention to every hand that goes on. I'm not one of those guys. I'm easily distracted. So I'm looking at my phone, and at around 3 or 3:30 on Saturday, I see a report that there was a robbery at MGM National Harbor on the main casino floor, like 500 feet from where I'm sitting. Basically.
Right on the floor? That's pretty bold.
Apparently, an 18-year-old and two 16-year-olds went into the casino floor with a fire extinguisher, used it as a distraction, stole a bunch of chips, then sprinted past security and out the door.
That's a go for broke. And they got away with it?
No, they got out the door. They got caught. Of course they got caught.
Where'd they get caught?
Doesn't say where they were caught, but they got caught.
Oh, they did.
But this, somebody posted a video of it on TikTok, and
dude, I want to see the video.
It's an absurd scene because I've been in that spot 1,000 times. Like right in between, like the main casino entrance, right near the conservatory.
Yeah,
Ginger's over here, Asian restaurant.
Of course.
The Bellagio Patisserie's over here.
Yes, yes.
Then you've got your casino entrance.
Yeah, the security guy right there.
Well, it didn't really matter because those dudes were sprinting like Tyreek Hill down the sideline and out the main, like the casino valet doors, which is a bank of glass doors, like right near the conservatory.
Oh, they went out the main entrance there.
That's a long getaway.
It's a long getaway. And as they're sprinting out,
they're just dumb kids.
Flying everywhere.
Rolling on the floor as security's chasing them. I mean, it's an absurd scene.
Not well thought out.
Robbing a casino.
I mean, they're 16.
Robbing a casino has got to be the worst thing you could ever do.
Like if somebody came up to me today and said, you have to do one of these two things. You either have to rob a casino or rob a bank.
Right.
I would choose
rob the bank 100 times out of 100.
Every single time.
100 times out of 100.
Because casino, now banks have cameras too.
No.
But you can't.
They don't have the on duty security that casinos have.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean
like, that's nutty.
What is going on here?
Valdez said.
I saw a brawl happen at MGM National Harbor, and that was two families apparently going at it.
I mean, it was.
I don't know the details as to why they were fighting. I think it was presented when I read the article.
Cakes. You said they're running like, look at the chips. running like Tyreek Hill.
I was exaggerating.
They're jogging. They're jogging out of there. Of course they got caught.
That's Rom's nightmare. Rom has a weird thing about he obsesses about dropping chips on the casino floor.
Uh-huh.
He can't watch that video. That video would drive him absolutely crazy.
What does the casino do? If you, let's just say you had $5,000 in chips.
Okay.
Someone just comes by and takes them. Or takes half of them.
$5,000 Give you the beatdown.
No. What's the casino do for the player that has the chips stolen?
I don't know. I don't know whether the chips were stolen from an individual player or just grabbed them right out of like the racks.
Yeah. I'm sure they make
on
them
a table game. I don't know how that works.
Yeah,
I'd be stunned if they just said you're SOL. You know, I would be stunned.
Well, yeah, but how do you know how many chips they had? I guess they go back on camera.
Yeah, so you probably go back to the camera and try to calculate and estimate.
God, that's just probably
these guys are just idiots. But like,
I'm just the most amateur thing I've ever seen. I was sitting 20 feet away from there, like having breakfast.
Of course.
On, I don't know, Sunday morning.
We've been there a million times.
I've been there a million times. I've never seen that happen. I mean, that was an absurdity.
They're just running out, and people are just watching them run out. They're all wearing the little surgical masks.
I mean, what are people going to do? Like, yeah. if you're in line buying a croissant at the patisserie, are you going to stop a robbery in progress?
I mean, their IQ level has to be about 50. There's no chance you're going to get away with that.
You're never going to get away.
And you guys are jogging out of there like you're warming up before, you know,
layup lines or something.
Yeah, I
mean, aren't you guys a little surprised about the lack of, I don't know, force by security there?
Everyone just steals now. Nobody does anything.
I know, but I would think that it would be butt
hard. Some ladies that running.
I think there's a good
to do that in a Vegas casino.
Well, a little bit surprising.
There's no chance.
Right?
But I'll be honest. Like when you walk into the casino, there's one person like checking IDs and checking your bags.
Yeah.
It's not like 10 people.
You mean that security entrance there?
Yeah, like there's a desk there where they scan your license.
Where's the armed police? Or
I don't know.
Where's H. Rothstein taking you in the back with a hammer?
He's running after him. One guy in a yellow shirt.
Where's the security muscle?
Yeah. I know, but those look like rent-a-cops.
Yeah, they are. But they got him.
The PG County Police got him.
Well, it's the same thing. They got him.
I know, but don't you want some, you know...
Well, maybe they'll start hiring
casino justice.
Yeah, some backdoor stuff.
Yeah, I would hope that every casino would have armed police officers.
They got the bone saw in the back.
Well, they didn't. They must not have done their research, because unless they had like a getaway car idling like in the valet area.
Well, getaway car you have to ditch.
Unless they had that, like if you run out those doors,
I mean, one fat guy.
There's nowhere to go.
He was the first.
It's
one
just
caught.
A long strip of highway.
It's terrible planning.
There's nowhere for them to run. Like, where are they going to go?
And then what are they going
to
do?
They had no plan.
And then where are they going to go take the chips?
Well, if they get away with it, give your chips to a buddy and say, "Oh, I'll give you 5%. Just cash these in."
Right, but they're going to be
those
on the
kids don't know
for
what
it.
5% is.
They're going to be lookout for it. I mean.
Well, I mean, if you just walk into a casino with chips in your pocket, they don't know where they came from.
That's fine. High-dollar chips.
They won't spend one day in jail, or the PG County prosecutors will let them go.
That's also true.
They'll let them go in 10 seconds.
That's also true.
Mooney will probably defend them.
So, police had officers arrested.
Don't have the chips. Must have quit.
They arrested an 18-year-old man and two 16-year-olds as part of the robbery.
How about this? Did you see this story?
At least it wasn't armed.
So, a 15-year-old kid... from Silver Spring, killed two 20-year-olds on Memorial Day weekend in some park in Silver Spring. Mm-hmm. The park is called, what's the name of that park?
We should do a crime blog just every day, just go through all the crime.
Crime blotter?
Yeah.
Used to. Remember the Junkies cheat sheet?
Oh, didn't we do a Bad Boys Honor Roll or something?
We used to do that.
Nolte Local Park. All right,
Where is it located? Because Silver Spring's huge.
Somewhere in Silver Spring/Tacoma Park.
Okay, Tacoma Park.
Yeah.
Okay.
15 years old. All right. Kills these two guys. Then he leaves the country. I don't know how he got out of the country.
Yeah, he left the country. Fled the country.
Left the country. I don't know if he went with his dad, his mom, or just went by himself. Who knows? But, you know, they identified him. This dummy comes back into the country. He's walking
3 months
off.
3 months later.
Yeah, he's coming off the plane at Dulles, and he's arrested.
Why did he come back? What a dummy.
Don't know. I don't even know what country he went to.
How does a 15-year-old have the finances or wherewithal to just get on a plane and leave the country for 3 months?
No idea.
Could you have done that when you're 15? I couldn't have done that when I was 15.
I mean, you have help.
Yeah, he obviously had some sort of help.
Family help or something.
But he's walking off the plane, and cops are waiting for him.
Busted.
So dumb.
Well, I mean,
I would love to know that whole story.
He's going to spend the rest of his life in prison.
I would love to know
that
whole
story.
As he
should. Murdered two people.
Yeah,
we got to get an update. Punk. We got to get an update on the swingers, the swinger murderers.
Oh.
That right? I haven't really gotten a good update on that.
Oh, you're obsessed Herndon. With that case.
Yeah. You mean in Herndon?
Well, why wouldn't you be?
It's a great case.
I don't care about it.
Yeah. It's a great case.
Well, it's a great case in just how the story unfolded and how the father was involved with the nanny. And what they were doing to
staged like a
they staged it.
Yeah.
They staged the whole thing.
And they stabbed the woman, made it seem like somebody was shot. They shot her, stabbed. There was all this stuff going on, right?
Well, they had a guy come over.
Yeah.
Remember, the guy came over and thought he was going to get buns because they put out a fake IG.
Right.
Oh, duped by the fake
and
IG page.
So the guy thought he was going to come in and have sex with the wife.
Right.
Right.
And the guy and the nanny staged to make it look like he was invading and he was attacking the woman. So they killed him and then they killed her. But it made it look like the guy killed her.
It's brutal.
It's a Dateline story.
It is.
It's a Dateline story.
Yeah, I mean, you know what?
You think you're going to go in and get the buns and get whacked.
Dick, you imagine? The guy literally was but innocent. He thought he was just going to be the bull in a situation. You know what I mean? That's brutal.
But I don't think the husband's been arrested yet.
That
just
is
the nanny.
Ultimate bad
because
beat.
The nanny's not ratting him out. They're waiting for the nanny to rat him out.
As far as I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Some crazy stuff. And then how about the dum-dum? What an idiot. I mean, what a moron of Manassas. Who killed his wife. They got a one-year-old daughter.
I saw that, yeah. Awful story, too.
He basically cut her up, but he hid the body. They don't know where the body is.
They did some sort of test and showed blood everywhere.
There's blood all over the place.
There's a pool of blood.
There's blood all over the house.
Even though it doesn't look like it, the evidence is there with the black lights or whatever.
Yeah.
The special
blood spatter evidence. I've seen Dexter. I know how this works.
Yeah.
You think you can clean it up? You can't clean it up.
Definitely can't clean it up.
Guy's got a one-year-old daughter. He'll never see her again. In jail for the rest of his life. Good.
Pretty riddance. Pretty uplifting segment we're doing.
Well, some of these stories are crazy.
Well, that's why you can't watch, like, I mean, it's hard to watch the local news. Because it's just one crime after another. And weather.
A lot of weather. And traffic.
Weather, weather, crime. Weather, crime. Right. Weather.
Well, and then this week it's weather, crime. School openings.
Oh, next week, though.
Calvert County going back to school. Let's do a story on that. And then weather.
Next week, though, Commanders gets mixed in. Because the...
Well, today it'll be Commanders cut down.
Of course.
Before 4 o'clock.
Yes. As it should be.
Big, big day today.
Yep.
I always feel bad on a day like today where guys are never going to put their shoulder pads on again. A bunch of these guys will hopefully be re-signed to practice squads to get other opportunities. But can you imagine playing something you love your whole life? You kind of know you're getting cut. You barely played in camp. You barely played in the preseason games.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get that call. And, you know,
sucks.
Life goes on.
You got to get a Joe job.
Life goes on, but you're never going to get to put those pads on again.
Yep. Not unless you go play in the XFL or
CFL. It's got to be brutal.
I'm going to be bitter if I have to ship you $3 today if Jamin Davis makes the cut, if he survives.
Is that? Oh, wow. I forgot I made that
today.
Yeah. But I did a 10-1 or something, right?
Oh.
No, we just did a regular. Straight up.
No, you think I'm going to give you odds on Jamin Davis making the roster?
If they cut Jamin Davis, I will be stunned.
And you'll also owe me 3 GWs.
I'll ship it to you. I'll be stunned. You think you have a shot at that bet?
Slight. I don't love my chances.
Yeah.
10%.
I feel like it's like you have kings, I've got tens. Don't
you think
love
you got
it.
Tens? I think you got deuces. I think you got.
No, I just mean I'm 20%. 20% to spike a 2-outer.
Right.
You're going to make that money.
Yeah.
It's interesting how some teams will cut 15 guys right after the game, basically, right after the last preseason game. And then some teams will wait until. 3 o'clock today. I'm close to the deadline.
Mm-hmm. My theory.
I'm sure you'll start hearing some.
My
some
theory
names
on that is some
hours.
Teams maybe that if you really want to kind of like slip some guy through the cracks, you're not going to be the first one to the waiver wire, right? You're going to wait until 30 teams are making cuts.
Phantom injury too.
Yeah,
I think that's how you can stash some people.
Oh, for sure.
Oh yeah, they've expanded.
They've already set that up with Hartman, right?
Yeah. Well, it's not a fan.
Anybody though. Intrigue you at
it
wide receiver? I saw Russell Gage was let go.
I actually didn't look at the wire. No. What about corner? I'm more intrigued about corner.
The Commanders have enough iffy guys already on the roster at wideout, namely De'Ami Brown, Zacchaeus. Like, do they need to pick up a guy like Russell Gage or somebody else's trash? I don't think so.
I mean. They picked up Martavis Bryant.
Okay.
I mean, so Philip Dorsett might be a name that you're interested in.
Bryant's liable to be cut and then stashed on practice squad. I would think he'd be a prime candidate for that.
Or maybe he just makes the outright roster.
possible.
Some of the rules on the practice squad are just nuts. So confusing. I mean, they've expanded the practice squad over the last few years.
Right. And you can be a 10-year vet and be on the practice squad.
You can be a 10-year vet. Yep. They got all kinds of different rules for it. But it used to be just 10 guys.
I will say that your boy Trace.
Now it's, 17, maybe 20? Mm-hmm. 17 to 20.
He should be really proud of himself. He came in there. And nobody thinks he's the world's best quarterback, but he's definitely a gamer. That's always been his reputation.
Of course, yeah.
The family should be super proud.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He balled out as best he could under the circumstances.
It was good that he played that well for, it was an island game, right? So people are watching it. Hopefully other, you know, teams were watching it. He played the entire half.
Mm-hmm. Let him so
maybe there's
touchdowns.
Maybe there's a team that says, hey, we can stash
him. Put it this way. He stays on their radar. He stays on everybody's radar.
Which is good. It's all you can do. We'll pick Nikki Javala's brain about the Commanders roster cutdown day coming up at 8. When we come back, a huge rock band is officially back with a European tour. We'll tell you who it is next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.